Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thank you, sir. Let's talk first of all about where we stand today. Last week we were discussing the possibility that that some of these children would be housed in Brazos County or in Bryan College Station. Where are we on that today?
Well, I don't think it's a high likelihood that that will happen. If you look at the facilities that that are going to be inspected by the Border Patrol and HHS personnel, it would take several hundred thousand dollars, if not millions of dollars, to make those facilities usable. And I just don't think that the taxpayers ought to pay a bill that high for something that hopefully would be temporary in nature. So I don't think it's going to happen. That said, we're working with our local leaders to send a letter to the governor to the HHS folks to say that we don't think that this is a good idea and that our community is not ready for something like this at this point in time.
Kind of like the mechanic, give us a little insight into the mechanics of that. Did you reach out to them? Were they in contact with you? How did that happen when this first arose last week?
They reached out. Our local leaders reached out to me because, you know, there's a little history there with that particular facility and our local community. And they reached out to me and said, look, we're worried about this. Can you help us address this? And so we've been working on it, and I hope we get the letters issued today.
You know, one of the fascinating things to me is 2 weeks ago, nothing but the IRS scandal, the lost emails were on the front page, and this has simply sucked all the air out of the room. They're not on the front pages of the papers, basically the lead stories of the newscast. There is nothing else other than this. Not to say it's not important, but it's amazing what you don't see when this is on the front.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what you don't see in the media, but trust me, it's still going on. But, I mean, this is what the kind of thing that you'd expect in an administration that is incompetent. And virtually everything this administration that has touched, from foreign policy to national security to Obamacare to dealing, just transparent government to border security, has just been an abject failure. And so this is what you'd expect. There's no telling what the crisis will be in a couple of weeks from now. But it just seems like everything they touch just turns to a pile of crud.
Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. Some pretty compelling evidence in a late night committee meeting last night in D.C. If folks haven't heard about this, you might want to fill us in on that.
Yes, every week when we have fly-in day, we have a VA committee hearing that starts typically around 7:30 Eastern time. Last night we went till about midnight. And this—if our listeners didn't see it, I wish they would have, because these things are broadcast live on C-SPAN. We had four whistleblowers to come in from different parts of the VA, from St. Louis to Los Angeles to one of the persons in the Phoenix facility, and they detailed not only what they told their superiors about what was going wrong in the VA, but more importantly, they talked about how the VA harassed them and tried to punish them following that up. So the VA has a corrosive culture when it comes to trying to receiving the feedback from whistleblowers. And all the whistleblowers want is to try to provide better care for veterans, and that's the mission of the VA. So what we heard last night was just damning in terms of how bad the culture is in some parts of the VA.
You know, one of the ones I was reading about is a guy who complained that the workload was too light. And got in trouble for that.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, we had another gentleman that worked in the West L.A. facility, and they quit paying him when he put out a claim about time card fraud from a few of the doctors that worked at that facility. And it turned out he was right, and some doctors got let go, but then they accused him of time card fraud and quit paying him. And he almost lost his house out of this deal. I mean, I never would have thought that we'd have a government that would do that to somebody else. But, I mean, I guess we should expect it. Look at what the IRS has done to everyday citizens.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. And, of course, you're part of the bipartisan committee, the conference committee, to study this, which, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago I thought was going to be fast-tracked, but now it looks like some expenses have come up as to how much this is going to cost. Is this conference committee still moving as quickly as you thought they would?
Well, it's not moving as quickly as I had hoped it would. We are having a meeting today between the House and Senate Republicans so that we can try to determine what our philosophy is moving forward. We're still having trouble getting good numbers out of the Congressional Budget Office so that we know how much this is going to cost. Because our view of the world is no matter what we do, if it costs money, it needs to be paid for. It can't be considered to be an emergency expenditure. Just more deficit spending. I'm hopeful that we can get something done. In a perfect world, I'd say by the end of July, but I'm hopeful now that at least by the end of September.
Well, and so folks understand, I mean, you're really not in session that much longer between now and the midterms, are you?
No, not really. If it were up to me, I would redesign the calendar to keep us here to try to take care of some unaddressed issues, but I think we've got 27 or 28 legislative days between now and when we break for the November elections. So we'll be here all the month of July and almost all the month of September. But other than that, we're back in the districts.
Well, and folks need to know, Kai, you've got until, what, October the 1st to prevent another government shutdown, too. I mean, that's down the road, not that far.
Yeah, we've got to find a government. I'm hopeful that there's not a lot of drama there. The House has passed 5 appropriations bills out of 12. We're going to pass the 6th one this week and the 7th one next week. So we've got to start on the appropriations process, the earliest that it started since 1974. So, the House is doing its work. The Senate, of course, is not again. I'm not sure what we're going to have.
That's one thing that time and again they don't seem to be taking any action. That's got to be frustrating for really members of both parties that you can't get any positions out of the Senate on almost anything.
Well, tell me about it. Terry Reid is the mafia don that stands at the door that prevents things from being passed in the Senate so that they wind up going to the president, and the president has to make the decision about whether he's going to sign or veto something. And so the easy way out for the other party is to just let Harry Reid kill the House bills as they hit the floor of the Senate. And that way nobody ever takes a vote on it, and the president never has to pick up a pen.
About 3 weeks ago, you and Louie Gohmert introduced a bill to put a $1 million bounty on the Lois Lerner emails. Did the tip line ever ring on that?
Not that I'm aware of. Now, we just introduced it. We've got to get it to the floor and get it passed.
Yeah.
We're working on that right now.
Is somebody's waiting on it to actually go into effect before they call to tell you the story, right?
Well, I would assume so. I mean, I'm not sure I would call and put the tip out there without the bill being law.
Exactly. All right. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time again today.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask all our listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks for the time.